Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Open Mic. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program where you can pick your own subject. And we're happy to have you. Last count, I remember 122,000 plus. And we'll try to get a count during the show, a more updated count. Number one show in the world on the disabled Inner Sight. We're proud of it. And, you know, it's really disturbing how every time you put the news on, especially the business news, you know, people losing their jobs. The big delivery company, I'm not going to mention their name because we don't advertise them, but the big delivery company, you know, the ones that come around with the truck and bring your package, thousands of people laid off from there. Yesterday I heard Amazon laid off thousands, you know, and that's not a good sign, especially for Mr. President Joe Biden, who wants to be reelected. I mean, what, if anything, is he doing to keep, to help people keep their jobs or to make sure that they don't get laid off from these companies, you know? I mean, he should be doing, should be some kind of remedy or help people losing their jobs, and they're going to go into all kinds of financial trouble, and some of them may even become homeless. It's not a good situation. Now, the word is that many, many people are coming from other countries and getting all these benefits. You know, they're not American citizens getting all these benefits. And I'm not against helping people, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, people losing their jobs who are here, who are most of whom are, you know, good old American citizens, there's something wrong with that. There's an imbalance of nature going on with that kind of a situation. Because if people can be helped who are not born here, and they should be, you know, but not at the expense of others who are not getting the help. So there you have not a good situation for politicians currently serving this country. And as I said before, and I really believe it, politicians should not be getting salaries. You know, it should be a voluntary honor to serve this country. An honor. And to help people and to make sure that the country stays healthy and to make sure that people are not being abused within the system that currently exist, because there's a lot of that going on. So, Inner Sight, open mic. I don't know if we have an engineer. You there? Here we go. Don't know if she's there or not. No response. All right. Well, if you want to call in for the moment, use the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And let's see. We're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. All right, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, catering. The home, the former home, I should say, of Milton, the great guide dog who was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation over a year now. And to make a bad situation worse, the school has not helped Milton's mommy, if you will, or owner, who kept her life safe, my good friend Michelle. Nothing has been done to replace Milton. And there's no law to make them do it. There's no law to say, hey, you raised 50 to 100 grand to train this dog. I gave you my name and my information and everything else, and undoubtedly they in some way used that information to raise the money. The dog was killed on and at the school. The trainer left the dog in the van in the middle of a heat wave, got off with a slap on the wrist, and the school got off free. Nothing. No penalty or anything against the school. So we did a day for Milton last May. Anyone who would like to bring about a day for Milton, you don't need any money to do it. It's all about awareness and getting the schools licensed and regulated so people can have a say in how the money is being spent. All right, Inner Sight, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. All right, 286-0444, Bellport, New York. Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. My buddy Anthony Kennedy. If you're in the market for a house, so you got to know about mortgages and all that, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their support. We'll be joining together on February 27th, on a Tuesday morning, February 27th, to conduct a news conference to give the politicians and the press and the world the solution to these horrible, horrible nursing homes that have worsened in the last 10 years. All right, that's February 27th, a Tuesday night, Inner Sight and Silo together in the news conference. You'd like to be a part of that, drop us a note. Inner Sight, 1620@gmail.com, or call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And the Silo number is 631-880-7929. And you can find out about all their different activities and program by the website, silo.org. Again, their number, 631-880-7929, Silo. Inner Sight, open mic, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And let's see, we're brought to you by my buddy Devin Fernandez with his group, Third Eye Insight. So you want to learn how to protect yourself and stay in shape, have some fun, give Devin a call at the Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. That's 4453464. Third eye, insight. All right, this is open mic on Inner Sight, and I want to thank the Islip Cleaners for their help. I want to thank all our friends at Suffolk Bus Corp for being a part of Inner Sight, all our volunteers, the guy from Nassau County, we nicknamed him Gumshoe because he has a badge, retired guy, and I want to thank Andrea, a new volunteer. All right, her two small little ones are both autistic, Elijah and Eve. So we thank them and welcome them to Inner Sight around the world. And this is open mic. And you know, it really bothers me that these politicians are accused of wrongdoing and crimes and wasting money and taking money that doesn't belong to them. You know, all this energy and all this time that's being wasted on this, and now the court cases and the money being spent, and you know, part of that is comes from the government. They got to pay the lawyers and everything. But look at all the money that has been and is being wasted on that kind of behavior on the part of politicians. And you add up that money for the last 20 years, let's say. How much money has been wasted on prosecuting and processing court cases against politicians? And you talk about why people can't get help. There's another reason. Look at all the money that's being wasted on that. So, you know, as people say, that there's no such thing as an honest politician. Well, I don't like that saying. I wouldn't go that far. There are some honest ones. Not too many of them, but there are some. They're hard to find. So, Inner Sight, searching for a good, honest politician, for someone who really cares, someone who understands what's going on and what we're going through, especially as disabled people, because when you're disabled, it's 1,000 times harder to function within the system, especially if it's not made for you, you know, and you have to fight and argue every inch of the way. That shouldn't be. Everything should be made for everyone. I mean, we should at least have that much on our side. Not have to worry and think, oh, am I going to be able to get into this place if I go here, or can I read this, or whatever it may be. Yeah. We have laws that aren't strong enough. The politicians haven't done anything to strengthen those laws, not that I know of. And we've met with several. So it's not just that we're up here talking about this. We have met with Congress. We have met with the head senator of the state. You know, we've summoned the governor numerous times. to try to help people who were trapped during this virus and in the nursing homes, and he completely ignored us. It's not that we haven't informed people or tried to get their attention. We've been doing these things. I mean, just the very fact of this show. Look at all the people who have listened, 122,000 plus. That fact alone shows that we're here and we're talking about these things, and with the simple things that people take for granted. I mean, in the case of the murder of Milton, and I say that in that language because that's how Milton's death was presented to me when I first had Michelle and Tom on this show. It's a matter of you can hear it in the archive. You know, when I asked them, you know, what happened, the first thing out of Tommy's mouth and Michelle was, they murdered my guide dog. So, being said and broadcast and part of, really part of history now, you know, in the Blog Talk Radio, the politicians haven't done a damn thing to respond. You know, but let somebody interfere with another person's eyesight, vision, way of life, protection from danger, and all hell would break loose. You know, but not if that someone or something is a guide dog killed by an organization you never would have dreamed that this organization would have been so damn negligent, and on top of it, get away with it. So it's things like this that tell you that these politicians do not give a damn about the disabled. Because if they did, they wouldn't stand by and just let this happen. Now, there was one guy, and we urged people to vote for him, and he did win. He's now the county executive here in County New York, Ed Romaine, who declared a proclamation for Milton. Now, at least that was a move to show that Mr. Romaine cared about what happened. What can I do? You know, this is a horrible thing that happened. Yes, I'll put my name on this and declare a day for Milton. And that was a great, great move forward. You know, will lead to more. A lot more. Because people should be protected who need sight dogs. Your eyes are the most valuable part of your body that you have. All right, inner sight. I don't know if we have an engineer. I don't hear her. I don't see her. She's not here. Once again, letting us down. I'm very, very disturbed over this. Not even a phone call to say, hey, you know, court or I can't, you know, whatever's going on. So call into the Inner Sight hotline if you want to call in.
Siri, any messages?
You have no new messages.
All right, no messages on my other line, so nothing from her. All right, the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. If you call in, I'll be able to get a signal, and at least we can find out what's on your mind. This open mic where you can pick your own subject. 820 Inner Sight, New York. And attention, anyone with type 2, especially type 2 diabetes. All right. I came across an ad. Now, keep in mind, this ad was on YouTube. During the, when I was listening to an episode of The Old Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason, an ad on YouTube about a breakthrough. Harvard University, one of the biggest, or maybe the biggest medical school, research. And they found that it looks like sugar is not the cause of diabetes. The cause is lesions on the pancreas that prevent the insulin from coming out and doing its job. And that's why people who are diabetic gain a lot of weight, because the insulin is not there to break down the molecules and to dissolve it. This is how it was explained on the video. Now, whoever is creating these ads, you know, and you got to believe that this is good information, because it comes from Harvard, and I don't believe they would allow their name to be used if there was any falsehood in this information. But whoever's creating these ads is leaving out visually impaired people, because they give the information, and then they want you to click a button down below to go to the next page to find out how to get this or what it is. I believe, I'm not certain about this because I couldn't read it. I believe it's a powder that you mix into water and you drink it once a day. They said it takes about 30 seconds to put together. So, but if you try to find the ad, and I will definitely try to get somebody to look this up, especially for one of our volunteers. You've heard Sweet Pepper Treat on here, and we're going to try to get more information to pass it along and to find out exactly what this substance is. But this is definitely a major breakthrough. Now, when you go to the doctor, see, here's what people should do. When you go to your doctor and you're a diabetic, tell your doctor to look this up and get it for you. See, this is what they should do. Instead of believing in the old way of whatever it is, you know, this now is a breakthrough and part of a Harvard medical school can be easily verified. Maybe on their website, I don't know if it's up there, but it's certainly on the YouTube. So, and the lesions on the pancreas prevent the insulin from coming out and doing its job when you eat certain foods, and that's why you obviously retain fat and gain weight when you're a diabetic. Well, check it out. Look into it. It's certainly worth finding out more information and try it. And also they say this substance works in a matter of days, you'll notice a difference, and you'll notice more energy and a lot less fatigue, you know, tired from the body not being properly adjusted here. So I would urge everybody to look this up. YouTube, you know, if you put in diabetes or Harvard medical video or, you know, whatever word you want to use, and anybody out there, if you can pull it up now, call the Insight Hotline, 631-224-3090, and give us more accurate information. We would greatly appreciate that. All right, open mic. And we're brought to you by Able News. Engineer, you there? You got Able News? I don't know where she is. Able, the newspaper on and about the disabled, been around for over 30 years. They got a calendar of events. They got a personals column. They got different articles by experts. And they got a section where you can buy and sell, I believe. And, of course, pertinent information pertaining to the disabled community, where the disabled person has priority in Able News. Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief, so check out ablenews.com. You get a free subscription. Able News. Right here on the inner site open mic, and right now it's a one-man open mic. But, you know, the show must go on. I mean, Inner Site is an important show, and even if no one is listening, they can listen tomorrow, the next day, later on tonight, you know, program is there, and it's important. Now, tomorrow night is our nursing home show, where we're going to talk about something that we brought up last night, how if anyone knows of anyone who is being abused, or even if you suspect abuse, in a nursing home, a loved one, a friend, call the media and report it. See, if everybody did this, we would have a much better chance to turn these horrible nursing homes into accessible housing and give them a much bigger and better meaning than what they are now. So if you're a relative of someone in a nursing home, or you have someone who has to go into a nursing home, and you're not getting the kind of service you believe you should be getting, and you believe your loved one is being abused, call the news media. Now, if you have trouble with that, call Inner Sight. And we can hook you up, whatever state you're in. All right. We can contact the Associated Press. We have a friend here in New York who's one of the top editors. And he has contact with the Associated Press all over the country. We've done it before. Of course, there's no guarantee that they're going to publish the story. We can't guarantee you that, but we can guarantee you that we'll give it to them. So if you need assistance in notifying the media about the abuse of your loved one. Call Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, or drop us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to advocate for your loved one. You give us permission, or we'll talk directly to the person and get it done. Because people have to fight back. We want these nursing homes turned into something that's going to be good for somebody. Accessible housing and keep people in their own home with the help that they need. So tomorrow night, our nursing home show, we'll get a progress report of the petition, which you can read at change.org under Inner Sight. Go to change.org, put in the Inner Sight, and you should get the petition. We have two petitions up there, one to license and regulate the service dog schools, and the other one for the nursing home, change.org. Check them out. All right, Inner Sight. And open mic, oh, Thursday night, by the way, we're planning a show Thursday night on dementia. We're going to try to get information on any breakthroughs, because there have been. That's on YouTube also. Any breakthroughs that are not being acknowledged by the medical profession. Now these breakthroughs are being noted by experienced doctors. You know, their names right out. Dr. Samuel Walters is one. I forget some of the other names, but these are people who, many of whom are pioneers. In Dr. Walters, a pioneer in the, I believe he was a heart, he's a heart doctor, heart specialist. Pioneers in their field, coming forward. And as Dr. Walters said on the YouTube, for years and years and years, I've been trying to help people. And he finally realized why people getting the help they need, and he started a whole research thing and began to realize what was going on, and of course new ways to help people, and they've all come up with a substance or an exercise, or, you know, something new that has been researched that can help people. So now the thing that bothers me is when you go to the doctor and you say, hey, you know, let's say you go to a heart doctor, look up Dr. Samuel Walters. What is he doing here? What can I get and benefit from? If the doctor doesn't look it up, I'd get the hell out of there. Go to somebody who will. Because isn't the purpose to help the person who comes to them? You know? So people have to or should take a stand on this. And say, hey, I have rights to know what's going on. You've been giving me this medicine for 15 years, and I still have to take it, and, you know, all kinds of side effects that I have to be afraid of. I have to get my blood tested every 6 months or whatever it is, because this stuff may hurt me. How do I know it's not hurting me, even though the tests come back, you know, that doesn't show it? How do I know it still is hurting me? That's not showing up in your test. See? You don't know about that. Why should you take something that has been deemed as a poison, a substance that has killed many of laboratory animals in process of being brought about? I wouldn't want to take something like that. So make the doctor look it up. Demand that they do it. Otherwise, get out of there and go to somebody else. And when you call up to make an appointment, tell them this is what you want. I want you to consult with Dr. So-and-so, who has a new way of treating this, backed up by research, you know, and you can give the statistics or the school where the research took place and the names of the doctors. That's what people should do. Well, why should you go to somebody who's going to sit there and examine you and give you the same old crap water pills, whatever the case may be? Other ways to do it that have been now proven that work and much better for you. Well, people have to wake up. People have to stand up for their rights. Otherwise, these medical people will walk all over you. They don't care. They're getting thousands of dollars. All right, inner sight. Let's see. Business news. We spoke about the layoffs. We spoke about the politicians that are in trouble with the law, and that's a lot of what the news is, chunk of the news. Every time you put it on, I was in the cafe today, this morning, as I go out and walk. I walk over a mile a day. And 8:38, by the way, New York, open mic. And some of the guys were sitting at the table. It was very crowded this morning. So I joined a couple of acquaintances, friends at a table. And they were talking about this these new cars, you know, these electric cars, how you have to charge it up. And if the charge runs out, and I didn't know this, according to this one guy, you can fall back on the gas tank. So now you've got gas and the electric, if that's true. I mean, you know, I'm assuming that this guy was right, you know. So I commented, because they said, you know, you got to stop and charge this thing up. And I said, yeah. I said, and hope. And my friend Dominic said, yeah, that's right. And then I said, you got to hope that the combination of the gas and the electric and all that, you're sitting in this thing, you got to hope it doesn't blow up. And they all agreed with me. You know, that these things, you know, you hear it all the time. They come up with these new things with these stupid computers in them, like they did with the planes, you know, on that Boeing plane, billions of dollars, and the damn door blew out. And then they had to pull back all the planes. Think with a vehicle, with a car, it's going to be worse. Because, you know, a person car is much smaller and a person is confined in there more or less, and the damn thing blows up or a door blows out, forget it. Could mean somebody's life. You know, so I think that there's a real danger here. And I just feel the way these car makers have proceeded, that they're more interested in the money than in people's safety. That remains to be seen, of course. I don't know how many electric cars are out there. I don't think they have the they don't have the charging facilities up yet. Now that's another thing. You're going to put electric on the streets, you know, where people can plug in their car. I think you're asking for trouble. What else are people going to plug in over there? You know, I mean, you know, you have all kinds of, and then you got to watch. You got to watch the youngsters who are out there playing or going to school or coming home. You know, hey, let me see. Hey, can I charge up my cell phone here or whatever, you know. Could be a lot of trouble brewing here with these devices. And I just don't like the idea of the whole thing. You know, they have a nice car, a simple car with an engine and all that, and that has worked pretty good all these years. Why not leave it that way? See, everybody's afraid, you know. They're afraid that we might be left out if we don't develop and manufacture these things, you know. I have faith in God, not in some electric car. That's where my faith is. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, open mic, and if you'd like to comment, 631-224-3090. Anybody out there who has an apartment. Okay, we have three ladies now looking for an apartment, and it's probably a lot more. Contact Inner Sight. We'd be happy to talk to you about it and explain. It has to be a place with just a few steps. That's who we're trying to help now. People who can walk up a few steps. So if you have anything, the money is available. The government. You can hook into the Section 8. It's guaranteed money. Inner Sight. Contact Inner Sight if you have an apartment or if you know of one, especially in the Long Island, New York area. 631-224-3090, or email us, innersight1620@gmail.com. And don't forget the important date, February 27th. A joint news conference with the Suffolk County Independent Living Center to give the world the answer and the solution to these nursing homes. And to quote the executive director of SILO, we're going to come down real hard on these nursing homes. It's about time. They're ruining people's lives, what life they have left, what rights they have left, what money can be used to help not only them, but their loved ones. All right. So February 27th, probably start around 11 o'clock, Tuesday. It's less than a month away now. February 27th. If you'd like to be a part of it, send us an email or call the Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090, and we will be putting out word along with Silo on the online. Our email, innersight1620@gmail.com. So you've heard us talk about many, many times, why do we do what we do? And the answer is simple. Because we care not only about the disabled, but the relative, the loved ones, the ones who aren't disabled, the young people who may become disabled, and to give people more rights and more protection and more satisfaction in life and make it easier to get a job and pay taxes and support the nation and the government. That's what this is about. That's what Inner Sight is about. A lot of what we're about. Fairness. And caring. There's a word in Greek, agape. It means love. It doesn't mean romantic love. It means the kind of love that brings about caring and feeling empathy for others. So remember that word, agape. It's a cool word. I love the sound of it. And that's one of the things that moves Inner Sight, keeps us going. And one of the reasons why people like us, one of the reasons why we have 122 plus thousand listeners. So we urge and hope to get other agencies' philosophy, you know, and Silo, the independent living here in Suffolk County, is moving in that direction. And we're very happy that we are affiliated with them, because we can sort of pick up where they have to leave off, you know, as advocates. So that works. And I think we're bringing them into a new wave of awareness, especially with this nursing home thing. And the very fact that Silo supported the Day for Milton, they brought their board members, you know, to the Day for Milton, shows a caring and an agape, that kind of love that we should have for one another. That's why I told Michelle and Tom I've adopted them as brother and sister, you know. So that's why, that's some of the reasons why Inner Sight is here. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. It really is, you know, because I believe someday God is going to put his hand on the disabled, and you won't be disabled anymore. But until that happens, we deserve respect and rights. And that's why Inner Sight gets up here every night and tells the world what's going on, and doesn't like the way people are being treated in the nursing homes, the service dogs, and the Americans with Disability Act needs to be revised much. All right, open mic. You got a few minutes if you want to call in. 213. I'm sorry, that's the wrong. That number's not working tonight. 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight hotline, and voice your opinion, and we'll try to get it on the air now tomorrow night. 852 New York, open mic. Tomorrow night, the nursing home show, and Thursday, we're hoping to have a show on dementia. Friday is the funnies. So come on around. I should have tried to get Louie on tonight, and I forgot all about it. Well, we'll try to get Lou tomorrow night. We only got a few minutes, so try to get him on tomorrow night. Louie, if you're listening, we'll make up for it tomorrow night. He didn't call in, so to assume that maybe he is not around tonight. Inner Sight. And you heard us talk about the voting guideline that we'd like to see happen. Let a politician show how they're going to help the disabled community. Let them show by actions before they're elected. See? If they show by their actions before they're elected, you've got a better chance of having them help after they're elected. I believe that. So talk doesn't mean anything. If you hear a politician talking, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, my suggestion is say to them, well, will you stand up with us in a news conference and talk about this and tell people how you're going to help the over 42 million disabled in this country. And if you need an organization to back you up, call Inner Sight. You know? See, the beauty of Inner Sight is you don't have to be a member. You just got to believe in the philosophy that we should all be equal. So if you need us, we're here. If you want to do it on your own, fine. More power to you. You know, they say there's power in numbers, so we got 122,000 listeners plus. We can use that, and we are using it, and we'll continue to use it. We got almost 80,000 names on the service dog petition that we're going to use going forward. Nursing home one is new. We got 175 names. And I believe that number will grow once we get this news conference, February 27th. So you need an ally. You need somebody to help you, back you up if you want to fight for your rights or make any of these things public. Contact us. We're here. Be happy to talk with you and do whatever we can. If you're trying to keep your loved one out of a nursing home and you're running low on funds and help, call us. Let's do a fundraiser for that person. Let's put it together. Let's do it. We'll do it. I don't think any other organization for the disabled will do it or can do it. We can. It'd be a great news story. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and tomorrow night, the Nursing Home Show, don't forget. We'd love to have you call in, anyone who has a loved one in a nursing home, or if you're just plain afraid of the nursing homes, or you have any ideas what should be done with the nursing home, we would like to hear your ideas. Our idea is to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Anything short of that does not work for us, because if they continue to be there, then you've got trouble. And that means the same old programs are still in place and anybody can be put into a nursing home. And the only way to keep them out is to have the resources and the money to do so. Most people don't have that. Inner Sight, thank you very much for listening. It's been Open Mic. We'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank all our friends, all our listeners, all of our donors. And we could use some more of those. If you'd like to keep this show on the air, go to innersight.info, our website, make a donation to the PayPal. Innersight.info. Thank you very much. Be with you tomorrow night. And don't forget that word, agape, that love. It means brotherhood and sisterhood. We're all in this together. All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight forever.